So you're looking for bipartisanship there in the Senate and the House of Representatives in Washington? The Senate passed, you may have missed this, a $34.5 billion bill on Monday night that will, get this, and there was profound agreement on this, bring GPS technology in to replace radar for air traffic controllers. It's an attempt to help modify the aviation system in the United States. We're joined by Miles O'Brien, freelance science and aviation reporter, and our friend here at The Takeaway. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, John.
So the Senate, Republicans and Democrats can agree on one thing. Let's not have planes drop out of the sky. Wow.
They can agree on Garmin, I guess. 93 zip. And they said, finally, after all these years, this 1950s ground-based radar and VHF radio system that we have should be replaced by, get this, space-age technology, satellites. It's been a long time coming, but finally the money is there.
Well, and we actually found some audio from an engineering class up at MIT where they're actually discussing this radar technology. Listen, Miles.
I'm having trouble with the radar, sir.
What's wrong with it?
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
In fact, that's not from MIT. That's from the movie Spaceballs. The technology
How do you
radar.
Get this stuff?
You know,
this
it's incredible. We have incredible archives. But, Miles, the radar technology isn't just archaic. It is literally a joke, as it was in that movie Spaceballs. How big of a deal is this?
It's a big deal because, you know, we've got a system that is way beyond the 1950s right now. And it's important that we come up with ways to get the airplanes more densely packed and yet safely. And this is one way to do it. With radar, you have to have quite a bit of margin for error for the controllers. And so the separation distances are much greater than they need to be. You start using satellite technology, and you can get more planes in a specific area safely. And that'll help alleviate congestion. And ultimately, planes will be able to fly direct routes and save some fuel.
And GPS is faster, as you say, and it's more precise because it's digital and because of the way that it actually keeps track of the planes. You're a pilot. What's this literally going to mean for you in the cockpit?
Well, I already have GPS in my cockpit. The interesting thing is that general aviation, little airplanes like mine, have moved into this much quicker. The airlines have not embraced this as quickly as other types of aircraft because of the huge expense up front and because the technology hadn't been fully embraced by the FAA. Well, now that the FAA is saying, hey, satellites are the way to go, you're going to see a big change in the way airliners fly.
What other changes? That incredible front line that you did about aviation safety in the wake of the Buffalo crash, anything incorporated into this bill from that?
Yeah, a lot of what those families were pushing for got adopted, and they're pretty pleased about it. Increasing the amount of hours required for pilots as they are hired from 250 to 800 hours, instituting a series of maintenance checks and systems to make sure that airplanes are being flown properly, and identifying aircraft and aircraft personnel that are doing the wrong thing.
Great stuff. Miles O'Brien, freelance science and aviation reporter, talking about the FAA, according to the Senate, losing its bleeps.
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
The what?
The what?
And the what? You know, the bleeps, the sweeps, and the creeps.
That's not all he's lost.
Thanks to our favorite Spaceball, Miles O'Brien, freelance science and aviation reporter.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.